News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And it is the new year. Emerald Coast Coins is still in business for 2026. So that's the good news.
Yeah.
Stephanie Dotson is here. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good
Great to see you.
Good morning. Good to see you, too.
I know Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I came running in here like a crazy person.
Whew. So holding my breath. I said, oh, I hope she's going to make it.
By the skin of my teeth.
You did. You're here. We're good. It's all good. So tell some folks, if we've got maybe some new people that maybe have never listened to the show before, Emerald Coast Coins, talk about your business, where you're located, and how long you've been around, and what is it exactly? Because some people make an assumption that you might be a pawn shop or something like that.
Exactly.
And you are not.
We are not a pawn shop.
We've
been around, we're going on 24 years this year.
Wow.
So crazy. It was started, Emerald Coast Coins was started by my dad and his buddy, metal detector buddies, and they were like, you know, we can make a business out of this. So they made a business out of coins. And it's been going strong ever since then. Dad officially retired.
Oh my goodness.
He officially retired.
Finally did it?
Yep. On January.
Wow.
First. Like the December was his last,
you know. If he's listening, congratulations, Dad.
He's out of town. he's out of town.
Congratulations.
Yes. So he is officially retired.
Oh my goodness.
It's fine. Everything's great. It's been so busy.
Yeah, every time I drive by, because I drive by basically every day, and
they're
on Creighton Road, and the other day, your parking lot was full.
Oh, insane.
And I thought, what in the world? This was maybe Monday, I guess? Monday or Tuesday?
Probably.
It was full, completely full.
It literally doesn't matter which day it is. We'll have people call all the time, like, well, what's the best time to come in and, like, get our coins evaluated or whatever? And I'm like, your guess is really as good as mine right now.
So I'm curious, what is bringing folks in? What is keeping you so busy?
The prices are insane. So, like, gold has still been, you know, we've talked about this for over a month now. Gold's been in that $4,400 range. Today it's around $4,400
bucks. Grief per ounce.
It has not done super crazy. Silver, like yesterday, silver was like $81 an ounce, which has never been that high. Today we're around $77 an ounce right now. So people, for every one person that sells to me, I have like three people waiting to buy it.
Interesting.
It's so great.
Wow. Okay. That makes perfect sense.
It does. And it's been so crazy and great. And just, it's a crazy ride right now that we're just on. Why is the prices what they are? I don't know. The world's, you know, crazy. And I hear things about, I think, you know, overseas, how they're buying and selling silver and that plays a part in it. I'm just here to
facilitate.
That's it. That's the
make
word.
It happen.
I'm just here to do that.
So if someone was interested in buying gold for the first time, do you have any advice for them, or what would be the process? Because I don't, to be honest with you, I don't know very much about that.
So it's relatively easy. I would say, you know, you come in and sit down and talk with us about kind of what you're looking for, and we help figure out what's the best best coin or gold bar, like whichever, which one is best for what you're looking for.
So you could invest in one or the other or both?
Or both.
Okay.
Yeah. Like I have some people who will buy like, you know, gold coins or the, you know, not everybody can afford like $4,500. So like a gram of gold is going to be, you know, less than 200, right around 200 bucks right now.
Interesting.
I'm not mathing this morning.
Okay.
So, but
okay.
You know, less than 200 bucks probably. So sometimes that's a lot easier, you know, and then there's still silver, which silver is so crazily expensive right now.
Right.
It's so crazy. But when silver is like, you know, 77 to 80 bucks, that's still a lot easier than $200 to $300 or $4,000.
Of course, absolutely. So then they would just come in and then you would talk about possibly an investment plan.
So nope, we are not, investors, like we don't talk about investing. We just help them decide what they might
see.
Themselves.
Okay.
I only give my personal opinion of things I like, which usually involves Star Wars. We know this. They're like, well, what would you do? Well, I would buy Star Wars coins. And they have premiums.
There you go. Well, this is a good time with Pensacon right around the corner.
Oh my gosh, right? Crazily enough, we have gone through, we've gone through like a lot of silver, obviously. To say we're low on stock is weird to say. Like, we're almost to the point where we might have to order it. Fine, whatever. But, like, even our premium stuff, my Star Wars, the Rolling Stones, you know, like, Corvettes, you know, like, cool things, like, you know, just cool, unique stuff. I'm selling out of all that stuff. we were just at Christmas, so that also makes sense.
Right.
You know, we
of
were
course.
Just at the holiday season. But, like, everything's just going.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun.
So it's the beginning of the year, and so if I'm kind of doing that, okay, it's time to clean house a little bit and cleaning through the old jewelry and that kind of thing. What do you recommend about that? And because you do actually
we do so we
buy jewelry.
Buy broken and unwanted jewelry, gold and a silver. Bring it in. I would say, even though we're busy, come in early, even if you have to sit there, because it's gotten to a point lately. Typically, we stop taking jewelry an hour prior to closing mm-hmm. because of paperwork involved for the police department. Lately, it's gotten so busy that I've had to cut it off like 2 hours early just
oh,
so
wow.
we can catch up.
Okay. So what are your hours?
So our hours, that's a great question. Our hours are Mondays and Fridays. We're open 9 until 5.
Monday through Friday.
Monday and Friday.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Monday and Friday, we're open 9 until 5. Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, we close at 4 o'clock. Okay. So we can, again, try to catch up. Next week, the Thursday and Friday, we will be closed because we have a coin show we go to every year.
Oh, great. Where is that?
It's out towards Texas.
So what is a coin show? What does that involve? That sounds kind of interesting.
It's a whole bunch of dealers that just get around in this big, huge room. And then we sell dealer to dealer. And then, the public comes in also and they look for either silver or gold, or if they're looking for like their collectible coins.
Interesting.
Like, my cowboy money. A lot of people, collect still. So if they're looking for those or old pennies or whatever, like people just come in and try and look and find what they want. It's just a fun time to just get around and hang out with like everybody.
And where is it located?
It's out towards Texas.
Oh, fun.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
That sounds great. Okay. Do you have a question came in from a listener?
Awesome.
We are talking with Stephanie Dodson, who is one of our experts from Emerald Coast Coins here in Pensacola. And the question is there a big value in U.S. silver coins from the 50s and 60s? Do you sell that on silver value or coin value? Please elaborate.
Perfect. So right now, because of the prices of silver, any collectible price is slowly catching up. So most coins, quarters, dimes, and half dollars from the 50s and 60s are always going to be based off of their silver price most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I buy and sell them right now, is based off of silver. Now, every once in a while, before silver got high, there would be some that'd be better. I think we'll get there again. Things have just got to settle. And the community's just got to catch up. The coin collecting community's just got to catch up with, hey, oh, these prices are up, so now we need to raise our prices.
Mm-hmm.
A good example I use is it's not going to be from the 50s. It's a 1996 Silver Eagle.
Right.
Last year, this time last year, that coin sold for, $75, $80 when silver was at like $30.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's a regular Silver Eagle. Like, it's going to be the same price as all the other ones because silver is so high.
Right.
Its collectability price has not caught up yet.
Interesting.
It's, yes.
Okay.
I hope I answered that correctly.
So the 50s and 60s, what are some of the standout coins? I mean, I know that's just off the top of your head.
Yeah, so 50s and 60s, that's going to be, for the half dollar, it's going to be Ben Franklin half dollars and mm-hmm. John F. Kennedy half dollars. Again, nothing super spectacular. In the 50s, there was a... I think it's the 55 for the Benjamin Franklin. It's called the Bugs Bunny because it looks like he's got little vampire teeth, actually. But
oh, my goodness.
But he's got two little
Which
teeth.
Coin is this?
It's a Franklin half dollar.
And it looks like Bugs Bunny.
They call it a Bugs Bunny. I would call it like, what is that vampire? Shadow?
Oh, I don't
dark
know.
Dark Shadows.
Oh, Dark Shadows.
There we
yeah,
go. I can't
of course.
Remember. Barnabas or Barnaby or whatever that guy's
yep.
name was.
Well, yeah. I always think about the 1955 Double D Nickel.
So there's 55 double D penny.
Oh, pennies.
Yeah, so double dime penny. That would be a good one to look for, too. It's really, hard to find them. Not impossible.
Mm-hmm.
You can look at that penny and tell it's doubled.
Right.
Like, you're not going to have to, focus really hard with, a magnifying glass.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be like, oh,
and what
yeah.
does it mean when you say doubled?
So that means, you're going to, it's almost going to kind of be like a blurry vision. You're going to see two of the 1955s, two mm-hmm. of the, In God We Trust. Like, it's going to just kind of be, moved over a little bit. Like, it shifted.
Mm-hmm. That was the coin my dad always looked for.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
Is there a real value to that?
Yes. The last one we had in the store, we sold for a little over $2,000.
Get out. Oh, I have a penny jar. I need to start with seriously.
Now, having said that, when people are looking for errors of any kind, I tell them, look like a handful. Get a handful mm-hmm. of them. Get your drink of choice, water or whiskey, and a magnifying glass and a light, and look. But if you look for more, you look through more than like 30 or 40, you're going to see things that aren't there.
Oh, interesting.
You're going to see things that aren't there. So just do a little bit at a time.
Okay, that's an inside tip for coin collectors.
That is an inside tip.
Stephanie is here with Emerald Coast Coins on Pep Talk. If you have a question, 850-437-1620. Now is the time to empty those drawers, those coins that are around. Yeah. I mean, now's the time to look.
Now's the time to look. You know, you can always call and get prices. We do our best if we're, you know, to give at least guesstimate prices over the phone. So you can call us at 850-473-1515. We do our best to say, this is what we're paying right now. Mm-hmm. Because gold and silver change all day long.
Right.
So, you know, the price could change from when I've talked to you and when you come in, but at least you will have a roundabout.
Sort of an idea of what's going to be.
Exactly.
Interesting.
Yes.
Okay. So we've got the beginning of the year.
Yes.
Do you have anything new coming in at this point for the new year?
We will 2026? We will have 2026 Silver Eagles in by the end of this month.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know a price yet. I just
about know. What are they? What were they last year, I guess?
So last year they went like about $5 over spot maybe. And I think now they're going to be between $5 and $10. That will change.
Right.
That's going to change. We get paperwork from big distributors every day that are like, this is what we're paying and this is what we sell them for. So we have to base our prices off of that because, mm-hmm. you know, anything we order, you know, we're going to have to pay a little bit on. So we have to adjust and pay attention to everything else that's going on. When people ask, like, well, why is your coins $2 over? Or mm-hmm. why are they $5 over? Well, it's still going to cost me, you know, 75 cents or, you know, $6.80 or, you know, whatever the price is.
Right.
So I have to make it, you know, I'd like to make a buck or two. Thank you.
Okay. Well, we understand that.
Yeah.
We like, understand that.
You know, so, and like our Silver Eagle prices have, like, pretty much always we've made about $1.50
mm-hmm.
to $2 on those that, since we started.
Right.
So when silver was $6 and we sold them for, you know, $7.50.
Right. Of course. Well, it's been interesting because now you've got me turned on to coins.
Yes.
Because I was as a kid, as mm-hmm. we've talked about before. And so I mentioned to her and this is a new year, 2026. But now we're starting to see all of these things that are happening because it's America's 250th.
Yes.
Birthday.
Yes.
So I saw in the news last night that they're coming out with a new coin, a quarter, sort of like when they did the United States, the different states quarters.
Right, right.
Apparently they're coming out with a 250th version of a quarter.
That would make sense.
And it's kind of cool because on the front of it, I forget what the front was, but the back had the Mayflower.
That makes sense.
And so it was kind of cool, but apparently they're going to release different ones throughout the year. So I thought that was kind of neat.
That is cool. So since...
But I wouldn't even have paid attention if it wasn't
were for me. So since 2007 is when they started the state quarters. You know, after they went through the states, they did the national parks.
Oh, and then they did?
Yes.
I didn't realize that.
Yep. And then after the national parks, I think they we're finishing up Women in History.
That's right. Yeah.
So to have the 250th anniversary for this year is like perfect.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
Yes.
Well, it was on the news last night, so I had to laugh because I thought, oh, Stephanie's coming in tomorrow.
I'm going to ask her. Stephanie has not watched the news because she goes home tired every day
and goes
to bed.
I understand completely. But that's one of the things that's so great about what you do because when I first walked in the store, it's a jewelry store. I mean, it's got beautiful cases and different displays.
Yes, it's got
jewelry-like
displays.
It wasn't what
yes.
I expected, and
no.
I'm sorry to say that.
No,
but
that's
it really
okay.
wasn't what I expected.
Yeah.
And then got a chance to really look at some of these beautiful things that you'll have.
It's like walking into into history.
Yes, it's like a museum.
Yes, like a museum. I had a friend who came in, and he was like, he said the same thing. This is not what I expected for a coin shop. And I'm like, let me just show you around. This is back when we weren't busy. So I showed him some things and he was like, this is super cool.
yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Got another question. This is from Todd, who was just on the show from Gulf Coast Air Care.
Yes.
So good morning to you, Todd. And he said, is there value in sterling silver like tea sets or household stuff? Can you elaborate on that?
So yes.
A lot of us have our parents or grandparents.
Everybody
silver
bought
sets.
Silver sets.
Yep.
Yes. Sterling silver for us and most people will just be bought for the price based off of the price of silver.
Mm-hmm.
So like Sterling, and I don't know what I'm paying per gram today.
We have some of those heavy trays, those serving trays.
Yes. Now, the other thing is,
how does that work?
I have a scale that I weigh it on.
Really?
So I weigh it, and then I pay like whatever it is per gram.
Wow.
You know, $1.30, whatever it is. Now, usually 99% of the time, it'll say Sterling on that fork, knife,
it'll have that little insignia,
it'll say
right?
Sterling. It won't say 95. It should say like Gorham Sterling.
Mm-hmm.
If it says like Rogers Brothers or Oneida, then it's silver plated.
Oh, okay.
Because they were really proud about making silver stuff, you know, back then. So they made sure they marked it as silver.
Right.
And they practiced silver plating was, you know, mastered by like the late 1700s, I think.
Interesting.
Right. I know. It's weird information I have. So like so people are like, well, it's old, but they silver plated ages ago.
So there's still value in that?
Not the silver plated. Not right now.
Okay.
Because, again, like the big guys, the refineries, big businesses that are way bigger than us, if they don't buy it, then I can't buy it because I won't see. Have an outlet.
I see. Okay. But if you do have the sterling tea sets, especially.
Yeah, bring it in.
And
that stuff
silverware,
will add up.
Yeah. The silverware collections that everybody had.
Yes. That stuff will add up.
Oh, I bet.
Yep. If you're not sure, you can call the store, and I have a phone that you can text pictures to, like the back of it, and I can help you decide if it's silver, or just bring a piece in and figure it out.
I love that.
Yes.
You may be sitting on some extra cash you didn't even realize.
It's crazy. Like, I had somebody just going through their drawers and stuff from the other day, and they're like, I didn't even realize I had this stuff in here, and it was, they got a good chunk of money out of it, and they were like, I cannot even fathom.
Yeah, no, it's
that
great.
That it's been sitting here.
Yeah.
They're like, I thought about getting rid of this 20 years ago. I'm like, well, I'm glad you waited.
Now don't just throw it in the garbage.
Right. Yes.
Seriously,
yes.
Don't just throw it in the garbage.
I had a customer say that the other day, too. They were like, we almost just threw it away. And it was, you know, just a little broken chain or something. I was like, dude, you just got like $200 for almost throwing something away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it adds up.
Mad
sure.
money.
Yeah, I've been debating. I've got a beautiful charm bracelet, which was all the craze back in the 60s, 50s
it
and
sure
60s,
was.
Right? When you're talking about that era.
Yep.
And it's sentimental, so I haven't been able to let it go. But then I picked it up the other day and I thought, this weighs a lot.
And a lot of those.
A lot of charms on here, and they're all sterling silver, and the other one's gold.
I was about to say, a lot of those were either silver. Gold filled, but a lot of them were 14 karat gold.
Oh no.
A lot of them are 14 karat gold. So, and those things, man,
they're heavy.
So heavy.
Mm-hmm.
They're like literally like a couple of ounces usually.
Yeah. And I'm considering, but
yeah,
my sentiment is too.
That's
too
okay.
Attached.
And that's okay too. That's why I always tell people, if they're not sure, just wait.
Mm-hmm.
You're never committed to anything when you come in this store. I'm here to give you information and let you feel out what's best. You know, I have people bring in, we've talked about this before, like the diamond engagement rings and stuff.
Oh, right.
And I don't mind, like,
do
I don't
you
mind.
Do diamonds?
So I do diamonds, but the diamond market is really soft thanks to the lab created diamonds.
Oh, the zirconia and all that.
CZs, but they're lab created diamonds that on some testers will test diamonds, but they're not. Earth mine diamonds.
I see.
So that hurt the earth mine diamond industry.
Gee, you would think it would make the earth mined diamond more valuable.
You would think, but it's hard to tell the difference if you don't have the right equipment. So that's why it's made it go down.
Uh-huh.
Now, like, I can give you my prices, which is going to be based off of wholesale. But I always tell people, I'm a starting off point. I'm not the end. Unless you don't care, like, I'm not the end. I'm your starting off point. You get your prices, you figure it out, make it look pretty, you know, sell it on Facebook Marketplace or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And we're here to help facilitate that. Come into our store so you have a safe place. Do the transaction there. So
it's fascinating to me. I'm so involved in this now. It's all your fault, Stephanie.
I'm happy to help.
I'm ready to go break out my steak quarter collection.
Yes.
Which is also one of the things too that I like to mention with you is because if you do have some birthdays and there are people that are going to graduations right now, finishing up their semesters and things, there's some great gift ideas.
There are. And I always tout the Silver Eagles, which again, I'll have those at the end of the month. But Silver Eagles are great presents. One, it's an ounce of silver.
Mm-hmm.
Two, it's cheaper than some other things, and it's not like a gift card. They could just go waste and spend. They're going to have like an, you know, $80-$90 coin.
That's
like
cool because you get the year that they graduated, whatever the significant event is, an anniversary, that kind of thing.
Yes, all of those.
I think a coin, if you got married back in the 70s, 80s, or 90s and have a coin from that date. That would be pretty cool.
It would be super cool. So 70s, 80s, there were not really, they didn't start Silver Eagles till 1986. So poor us in like the 70s and 80s didn't have a lot of silver.
Okay. Okay.
But we still have cool coins. We had the Eisenhower dollars, and they did some of them that were 40%, but you could only get those in sets in the 70s.
Okay, I've got another question.
Great.
Will pennies increase in value now that we stopped making them?
Everybody asks me that. No. I also talk about, so Canada did away with their pennies years ago, and their pennies are still worth like nothing.
Interesting.
Yes. So
I'm going to. Does it matter if it's copper or not? The old ones?
Mm-mm. Okay. Not right now. Mm. Like, so, you know, wheat pennies will still be wheat pennies, but anything after wheat pennies. It's just, like, to me, it's just a penny.
Interesting.
Like, and I don't think, my knowledge right now is I say it's not going to change because I'm basing it off of what I've seen with Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And Canada's did not change either. You know, they got rid of their pennies.
And the amount of pennies out there.
Yes. And we just stopped.
Do we have any idea in terms of the numbers?
Oh, gosh, I have no idea. Bajillion.
Yeah, right.
So. Too many. And like, you know, we stopped producing them, but they're still in circulation and they will be for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And I think Canada probably did the same thing. They stopped producing and then left them in circulation for a while and then stopped altogether.
Well, it is interesting. I'm starting to see bills that have been upped to the nickel.
Yes. And that's happening around here too. Mm-hmm. Like some banks, you can't even order pennies.
Right.
Yeah.
It's very interesting.
So it's fun.
Yeah.
And it's a fun thing to do, but you know.
Unfortunately, not a whole lot of
value. I wouldn't base my retirement plan on pennies.
So better, what would be the best coin to collect?
Silver.
Silver.
Always silver.
Do you want to think about that for a second?
Never, ever. Silver is my go-to for everything. And it's got, you know, medicinal components to it. Like, you know, colloidal silver and all that.
I don't know anything about that.
That's okay. It helps you feel better.
Okay. Well, having money always helps me feel better.
See? Exactly. That's exactly.
I don't know about the pennies, but you know, penny saved is a penny earned.
That's it.
So now what are we going to say?
Oh my gosh, what are we going to say? We'll have to think of a saying for
next. It doesn't have the same ring if you say a nickel saved is a nickel earned. No. It just doesn't.
Or like my 2 cents.
A penny for your thoughts?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Technically, so we still say my 2 cents, and there was a 2 cent piece.
Oh.
That we had.
True. Well, there is a $2 bill still. Is that ever going to go up in value, or is
no,
that?
No, I wish they would be the next thing to go.
Because they're pretty, I collect those.
Bane of my existence next to the pennies.
Texted, I love this. One of our listeners just texted in, there are an estimated 300 billion pennies in circulation in the United States.
I was so close.
I love that. Thank you for texting that in.
Thank
I love
you.
It when our listeners.
I love it when they research for me because we can't.
You're our research department.
Yes.
I love
Thank
that.
You.
That makes listener. Sense. I mean, that's a lot of pennies.
Yeah. And I don't have a tenth of that.
There's just a whole culture around pennies. I remember the whole thing about putting a penny on a railroad track.
Yes.
I'm probably dating myself.
See a penny, pick it up. Oh yeah. My gosh, what are we going to say?
Yeah. Now? Okay, so someone just texted in a question.
Yeah.
So why silver and not gold coins?
Silver is more obtainable. That's the reason I like it so much. The price point still at $77 is just easier to get and even though it's bulkier, that's just my personal opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I just like silver.
Mm-hmm.
And it's easier for me to spend $80 than it is to me to spend $4,000. That's the
True.
Only reason.
That's just a personal thing.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's just a personal thing.
But in terms of value, the gold is still more valuable.
Gold is still going to be more valuable.
Yeah, that makes sense. Great question. And if you've got a question, 850-437-1620. Love hearing from y'all in the morning. Yeah. This is great.
It is. It is great.
Everybody.
I know. So real quick.
Yes, before we go. About a minute left. Yeah.
Yep. So 1811 Creighton Road.
Yes.
We close at 4 o'clock in the middle of the week, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursday. We're open 9 to 5 Mondays and Fridays.
And you're not open on the weekends.
Not open on the weekends. Okay. And next Thursday and Friday, we will be closed. The 15th and 16th, we will be closed.
You're going to be at the coin out of town. Show.
Yep. And let's see, 1811 Creighton Road, 850-473-1515. And
you also have social media.
I have a Facebook. I try to get on there. It's been really neglected lately, I'm going to be honest, because we're too busy. But yeah, you know, call us. You can call us, and we have a phone you can text pictures to. If you call us and get that number, eventually I'll learn
Yeah, if
that.
You have a coin that you discover, you can just send her a picture.
Definitely.
Which is pretty neat.
Yeah, she talk foreign coins and stuff. My brother does that.
Yeah, I know. We didn't even go there today. So there's all that.
We'll have to come back.
We'll get into all of that as well.
Yes.
So this has been great. It's always fun to have you, Stephanie.
So much fun.
So interesting. And I'm definitely hooked now.
Yes.
When I'm paying attention to the new quarter, I know I'm in.
I'm going to look it up.
This has been Pep Talk with Emerald Coast Coins. Thanks so much, Stephanie.
Thank you.